survey, Joe Kent only 7% behind incumbent Jamie Herrera Butler in Washington State congressional race. By Christina Wong on July 9, 2021. Green Beret veteran Joe Kent is only 7 percentage points behind incumbent Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, R., in the race for Washington's 3rd congressional district, according to a survey published Friday. The survey, by the Trafalgar Group, showed that only 30.2% of respondents would vote for Herrera Butler, who voted to impeach former President Donald Trump, if the race were held the next day. At the same time, 23% of respondents said they would vote for Kent, a political upstart and America First candidate. In addition, 59.2% of respondents said they had an unfavorable view of Butler, with only 35.1% having a favorable view of her. Meanwhile, 40.3% of respondents said they had a favorable view of Kent, and only 16% had an unfavorable view of him. The survey was taken between July 5 and July 7, and had 841 respondents with a +3.31% margin of error. Kent said in a statement to Breitbart News on Friday. The people of WA3 are clearly done with Rep. Butler. I'm excited with the momentum I'm gaining and committed to counting my efforts to introduce myself and my American First platform to everyone in our district. Kent told Breitbart in a recent exclusive interview that he decided to run after Butler voted to impeach Trump for the January 6 Capitol breach. The Republican congresswoman who I voted for stabbed us in the back and voted for the impeachment of President Trump, he said. She'd always kind of been a very weak Republican, very typical of the establishment. She voted against the construction of the border wall. She voted to keep our troops in Syria, our troops in Afghanistan. She voted for Obamacare, but this was the straw that broke the camel's back. So I saw basically our entire country kind of being driven off the cliff by the Democrats, and I wanted to do something. He added, and I've never been able to ask other people to go fight for me. So throwing my hat in the ring, once more to go serve and take the fight to Congress to restore our country's freedoms. Kent is also a Gold Star husband. His wife, Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer Shannon Kent, was killed in Syria in 2019 while fighting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS. Kent has been unapologetic about his support for Trump and America First platform. He has met with Trump several times, first when his wife was killed fighting for the U.S. in Syria. And many times since, the last time being earlier this year at Mar-a-Lago. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.